kitchen tray. I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The ring, the heart on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the sun is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm grows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. Yes, I've been thinking again. And my goodness, what I have discovered. I think you're going to be amazed at what I'm about to tell you in this message. It dawned on me. You know, I don't like to use that, but it's a good saying. It dawned on me that what's going on is what I'm going to tell you. It's not pretty, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I've done a report that shows that this is a communist revolution in America. That's for sure. That's not what I'm going to tell you. As we excel or propel into the future here, the world has got more evil and more evil and more evil as we have gone along. Until the present time where they don't even want to hide that they're evil anymore. I do notice a lot of things that they used to pretend. I said this before, the world used to pretend it was good and had good intentions. It no longer cares about that anymore. It no longer cares about presenting itself as good, even in the false sense. They don't care. They don't mind showing their face and their cards because the Trump card has been played. I'm not kidding you about that. That should be something that everybody should realize, that the Trump card, and I did a show on this, on what the Trump card is. I believe that was Saxon's Creed, and it was very revealing. Yes, they've played the Trump card. And, you know, even when I see this fellow, it's almost like he's helped to bring forward this evil and to bless the offspring of the devil. And he's getting a little skittish at this point, feeling like, wow, should I have done this? You know, but of course, he would have done it again, so don't worry about that. But you can see that even he is taken back a bit about what is coming forth here. Make no mistake, this is a communist revolution in America. This is designed to kill Whitey. And I'm going to tell you what it is. Over the past few years, we've witnessed people bending their knees in solidarity to whom? Well, the football players would bend their knees. It was started by a Falasha Jew, Colin Kaepernick, And yes, he is a Jew. And it was in solidarity against the Israelite nation known as America or the United States. Who was that solidarity to? If you're against the United States, and which is one of the heavenly kingdoms on earth, one of Yahweh's children's kingdoms, he's obviously against the kingdom of heaven, which all Jews are anyway, and he's obviously against the heavenly establishments on earth. So who is he bending his knee to, ladies and gentlemen? I gave a brother a clue and he got it. I was amazed. He's a dear brother from Australia. And I told him, I said, wait till you find out what I'm going to be teaching on the next show. And I didn't tell him what it was. I said, I gave him a clue about the bending of the knees. And several hours later, he wrote me back and he said, and this is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. They're bending their knees to Baal. And that is what I'm here to tell you. See, it dawned on me. What we see now is we've seen the football players do this. And so now we're seeing white people, the military, the police, the politicians, the companies, the corporations, all down on their knee, bending their knee. And they are declaring that their solidarity with Baal. Knowingly or unknowingly, that is what's taking place, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that incredible? I'm telling you, you think about it. We'll do a little bit of study here. You know, this won't be my regular, I won't, you know, go on the fly on everything, but I'm on the fly because I haven't really prepared anything, but I want you to understand some things here because I'm going to show you about Baal. We have seen these arcs to Baal show up in London and New York and other places, remember, in the past few years? And we've seen these statues that they've been putting up in our states of the devil with little blonde children looking up to him and on his knee. Ladies and gentlemen, when I read you Albert Pike's Third World War, what did he say at the very end? At the very end of it, I'll just read this. I won't read the whole thing again. This is the conclusion, right? That then everywhere the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, in other words, anxious to believe in something new, looking for a new thing to replace Christianity, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. Now you get it about the knee to Baal? You see? But I just want you to know this letter is a hoax. Sure it is. Sure it's a hoax. Okay. See what I mean about not hiding anything anymore? Now, right if you go and put into Google Baal, it says here, Baal, properly Baal or Baal, was the title and honorific meaning, was a title and honorific meaning owner and Lord. See why I don't want to call the Father Lord? Yes, he is our owner. But we are his offspring. It's not like that. We're not his slaves, you know what I mean? So an owner has slaves or servants, right? Now, we serve the Father, but I'm just trying to say to you. So they're just telling you right out now that It means owner or lord in the Northwest Semitic languages spoken in the Levant during antiquity. From its use among people, it came to be applied to gods. And of course, Baal is a pagan god and a Canaanite god, which is the same thing. And it is very interesting. Let's see the Catholic Encyclopedia what it says about this word Baal. A word which belongs to the oldest stock of Semite vocabulary and primarily means lord or owner. So in Hebrew, man is styled Baal of a house from Exodus 22. I'm not going to get too crazily into this at this point. But you see, a deity. When applied to a deity, the word Baal retained its connotation of ownership and was therefore usually qualified. The documents speak, for instance, of the Baal of Tyre and of Haran of Tarsus. Hello, Tarsus. Of Haran, of Lebanon, of Tamar. So, that's just something to think about right there. Now, there's a couple of articles. I'm just going to point out a few things about it. I'm not going to go through the whole article or anything like that. It says modern Baal worship in theaters, stadiums, and living rooms. What was Baal worship and why was it so popular? It is a mistake to think that Baal worship as some kind of otherworldly practice that never happens today is something. So in other words, it is a mistake to think of Baal worship as some kind of otherworldly practice that never happens today. On the contrary, it happens all the time in the form of cultural variations of the same general patterns that we see in 2 Kings 21 verses 1 through 9. Yes. And 2 Kings 17 verses 7 through 23. We know that there were usually lots of people gathered, often on a high hill, like a theater or stadium, to observe public sex, just like we see in movies and television and on the internet. Numbers 22:41, 1 Kings 12:25 through 33. We think that our watching these things is different than that of the idolatry of old, but this is not so. The whole community came out, and all of the best pagan ideas for success in crops and fertility were promoted. Just like the business seminar that promotes unbiblical ideas that justify the worldliness of its origin. The wicked personalities, promoters and performers, remember, Mr. Christopher Lee, well, I'm not really doing it, we're just actors, right? The wicked personalities, promoters and performers, were respected and given the platform like rock stars and Hollywood's people. Some of them were great dancers like Britney Spears and Madonna, while others were great musicians like Mick Jagger and Paul McCartney. 1 Kings 15, 12 through 14. In our day, people who go to churches celebrate celebrities when they should be doing the opposite. Psalm 101, verse 1, 3 says, I will walk in my house, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. We all could take a lesson from that, hey? People danced around the Asherah pole, which was nothing more than a phallic symbol, like the maypole, right? Same thing. It's quite possible that these poles function somewhat like the poles in what are called gentlemen's clubs. Oh, yes. The people also acted out lustful, licentious body scenes for the enjoyment of all who came. Isaiah 57, 5 through 8, Deuteronomy 23, 17. They had all different kinds of sexual experiences on display, including men with women, men with men, and all of the combinations that are popular today in sitcoms, movies, and news reports. On top of that, they invited the crowd to participate. 1 Kings 14, 24. The children were the real losers, though, as some of them were actually sacrificed on the altar of the sex and the success. 2 Kings 16:3 and 4. To participate, you had to reject your children. Does this remind you of the 48 million babies in the United States that have been aborted on the altar of convenience and immorality? Baal worship in reality corresponds exactly to activities that most people freely participate in today. They do so without really understanding the nature of idolatry. For idolatry is simply the enjoyment of things raised up against Christ. Wow. I understand, Father, I understand. The people were involved because they liked the excitement and the liberty and the business it facilitated. Plus, the music was great and the entertainment was exciting. Believers in Yahweh were conflicted. They did not agree with everything that was happening at the parties, but had a really hard time giving them up because they really liked the social aspect and did not want to be thought of as weird by their neighbors. 2 Kings 23:7-20. Furthermore, personal success and networking were dependent on attendance. If you quit going to the parties, you would not be able to do business like before. Your network would dry up. The guilds which promoted the high places demanded support, quote unquote. Therefore, to support the high places was to support the guild. Support was both based on participation and financial contribution. It was all tied up with the rules of doing business, like the modern HR policies regarding diversity. That, again, ladies and gentlemen, HR policies, human resources. Anyone who questioned the activity ended up on the wrong side of the public opinion, like Elijah. Ahab summarized the attitude of the people towards Elijah. Is that you, O troubler of Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, in that you have forsaken the commandments of Yahweh. 1 Kings 18:17. Well, I guess I did read the whole article. But now are we getting it? I just saw people, our people, white people, raising their hands like they would in church towards the Father in adoration to the blacks. I saw them giving their knee, getting down on their knee. The people of Britain are doing it in their homes. They're getting out there and getting down on one knee. See, they don't realize what they're doing. They're giving their solidarity to Baal. What this is it's the separation of the sheep and the goats. Can you imagine what I just told you? When in the football stadiums and all these different things, people are raising their hands in worship and adoration. They are called fans, fanatics of these idols. You have your favorite football player or your favorite baseball player or your favorite any kind of player, and they are worshipped by the people that are involved in the sport. Do you see how we've been encouraged to do the wrong things? And it's true, aren't the stadiums high places? Like the groves of the days of old. The ones that the King Hezekiah broke down all the statues and everything to. Here's another quick one right here. It says, the largest Baal worship service on the planet is in America. Okay, let's see what it said. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. Daniel 5:4. 5:4. 5 and 4 is 9. Get it? See, the Father knows about these numbers too. See, again, Daniel 5:4. Daniel, and that's 9, right? So you have these worshipers of the devils and of the things that the Father has made. They drank wine. They praised the gods of gold, of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. America has fully embraced paganism as 70,000 Wiccan, Satanists, nudists, New Agers, sorcerers, earth worshippers, party revelers, and curiosity seekers descend to Black Rock Desert in Nevada for 8 days of debauchery and spiritualism starting today and running through Labor Day weekend. So we've already had Labor Day weekend, but this is, you know, whatever. The annual Burning Man Festival. Okay, let me explain something to you about this. This is completely pagan. Have you ever heard of the Wicker Man? I believe this film came out in about 1970-ish. I have it. I've seen it. I suggest you see it. It's the exact same thing, the Burning Man. See, who gets burned in this is a Christian man. The annual Burning Man Festival is the largest gathering in the world where revelers from around the globe dance the nights away as loud music blasts of wide range of music from hip-hop, techno, and electronic. The all-night dance parties include invoking on the pagan deities, nudity, unrestrained sex and drug use, while during the day, partygoers are treated as to artistic displays and spiritualistic exercises, which include worshiping pagan gods. Every occult practice is on full display. This is a revival of the older part of the Testament's worship of Baal. So now what reflects in my mind, and I would think that you're thinking now of the summer of 69, and you're thinking of Woodstock, aren't you? You see, I told you it was another Jewish revolution. And of course, it's exactly what this is. It's Baal worship. It's anti-Christ to the hilt. And of course, the lure was the music. I love the music too, I understand. And then free sex. I mean, come on. What's better than free sex, right? I mean, who wouldn't be lured by these things? Well, godly men and women. But it's, you know, I'm just trying to say to you that as a young man or woman, it would be hard to resist such things, right? The national mainstream media, you know who that is, they're the ones that promote Baal, is covering this event, but they are reporting it simply as an arts and music festival. What they don't tell you is that the biggest draw for the party goers is the free casual sex. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That is absolutely rampant at the Burning Man Festival. And it isn't just one-on-one sex that we're talking about. They actually have an orgy tent or temple that is always open. That is what is on full display in America. Every manner of perversion is glorified. Does this remind you of places that in the Bible, the Temple of Diana and all these different things? Because that's what it is. The festival has become so popular that other nations are following in America's footsteps. See, we're supposed to be leading the nations towards the Father in heaven, and no wonder why everybody really knows now that America is the most evil country on the earth. I would say that Israel's the most evil country on the earth, but Israel's not a country. So we're bringing people to democracy, to their slavery, and we're bringing people to hell by teaching the world these kinds of things. You see why the Father can't bless America? You know, it's a foolish thing to say, God bless America. Yeah, which God? The Father can't bless this. Other nations are following in America's footsteps and have launched their own free love and free-spirited events in Israel, Africa, Spain, England, and Australia. They all follow the same principles and the philosophy as the Nevada Gathering. Many ancient cultures such as Greece, Babylon, Rome, Sodom, and the Antediluvians ceased to exist for participating in these same displays of reckless revelry and sensuality. Again, sensuality. It's all about feelings. The devil manipulates everyone through their feelings. This is why we must be in control of our feelings. See how it all links up to what I've been teaching all along? Praise be to the Father in heaven. And it's difficult, you know, but it's something we must practice to be in control. The Father teaches us all lessons. I'm learning lessons even to this moment. And I'm telling you, I understand. The more we see, the more... When you realize the people are bowing their knee to Baal, what is that telling you, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, what is, should that be telling you? I could say us. It's telling me something. I know that for sure. It's telling me that the lines are being drawn. We already knew the lines were being drawn, but they're really being drawn further and further and further and further. This world is completely sick right now. It's corrupt. And when you're corrupt, you're sick. And it's in chaos. And when you're in chaos, you're sick in every way, mentally, physically, spiritually, etc., etc. The scriptures point to a sexual and moral depravity that will exist in our world during the last days, the period just before the time of the end. Our generation is witnessing the fulfillment of this end time sign in an unprecedented way. The sexual revolution of our time has no parallel in history. Again, this is another Jewish revolution. We've got several Jewish revolutions going on. We've got the bowing of the knee to Baal. We've got these Baal festivals. We've got, we're bailing out the Baal banks. We're bailing out Mystery Babylon's banks. Baal, get it? Baal? Only it's spelled a little different. And when you go to jail, you can get out on bail. And when you go to the court to see the judge, he's a priest of Baal. And when you get your lawyer and pay him, he's an advocate of the system of Baal. So what this really all is, ladies and gentlemen, is a conglomeration of the reintroduction of the worship of Baal. This is to get these people to show their solidarity with him instead of the Father in heaven. So in other words, the goats are being separated from the sheep. Some of the goats are just doing this themselves, you see, willingly. It's not like the Father has to come down with the angels and say, well, you know, I'm going to put the goats on my left side and the sheep on my right side. A lot of them are doing it themselves. So we won't have to work too hard to take care of that, as you can clearly see. I mean, this is insane. You got to realize how insane. I told you this was hell. Now, listen, I want you to get down and upset because it's hell. But hell is going to be thrown into the lake of fire. Hell and death, and the false prophet and the beast and the devil and the Jews, praise Yahweh. But right now we're in hell. Separation from the Father is hell. And these people doing these types of things, and many of them are our people, they are clearly showing who they are standing with. So what a joke it was for somebody to be out there and preaching, well, all of Israel will be saved. That's a bunch of hooey. And I told you that I did a message about, will all Israel be saved? And of course not. Of course not. You think just because you're white, you're going to be saved? Just because you're one of the offspring of the Father, he's going to save you necessarily? There might be some he might pluck out. But clearly, not of all of Israel will be saved. What it means is some from all of the tribes will be saved. The Father has reserved people for himself. I'll show you that right now. I want to, believe it or not, I'm just going to finish this article. It wasn't my intention, but I mean, they're not long articles. So let me finish it. This know also that in the last day, perilous times shall come. We've all heard this. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, their feelings. Covetous. I want what you own. I want your woman. I want this. I want that. I want to be a have. Boasters, proud blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, that means homosexual and all that kind of stuff, truce breakers, boy, do we have them, false accusers, and boy, do we have them, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good, boy, do we have that going on right now? Is this incredible? Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than the lovers of God. Now, even though that's in the Apostle Paul's thing, that is incredible. How long will God allow this pagan perversion to continue? The Scriptures reminds us that there is a limit to God's mercy. And it shall be that if thou do at all forget Yahweh thy God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. What did I just say about that? What did I just say about all of Israel? So no, I'm going to start that again. And this is for our brothers and sisters. This, you know, the Negroes don't and the Jews don't matter to me. They're the seed line of Cain anyway, as far as I'm concerned. And it shall be, this is to you, Israelite, that are disobeying the Father, that have now bent your knee to Baal. If you think that you're going to be saved by the color of your skin or by pretending you believe in Jesus, you've got another thing coming, as the song says. And it shall be that if thou do at all forget Yahweh thy God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. As the nations which Yahweh destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because you would not be obedient unto the voice of Yahweh thy God. That's Deuteronomy 8, 19 and 20. Listen again. Remember I read this recently? And I will cut off witchcrafts out of thine hand, and thou shalt have no more soothsayers. Thy graven images also will I cut off, and thy standing images out of the midst of thee. Do we see the statues being taken down lately? As a matter of fact, they just took the Texas Rangers statue down. See, I'm all for that. Anyway, if I were King Hezekiah of the world of today, I would take those down myself. I would have them, not, I don't mean personally knock them down myself, but I'd have them taken down. But I'm not the king. So, thy graven images also will I cut off, and thy standing images out of the midst of thee. And thou shalt no more worship the work of thine hands. And I will execute vengeance in anger and fury upon the heathen, such as they have not heard. Micah 5, 12, 13 and 15. You see, I told you that the judgment of the heathen is going to be heavy. See, they've all been given a chance to, who will you bow your knee to? In other words, will you mistreat the Israelite nations, the white Adamic offspring of Yahweh? Or will you bow your knee to Baal and follow the children of the devil and their father, the devil himself, Baal? Well, it sure seems to me that they've all picked the dark side. And then now you've seen our own people recently, the military and the police and the corporations and the governments and the traitors of our people and all the rest of them now are all in allegiance to Baal. They have all bowed their knee to Baal. There's some more still to bow their knees. I'm giving you a second to think about that. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable what we're witnessing today. One would have to be willingly ignorant to ignore all this and say, oh, well, this is just, you know. Last verse. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worship the works of their own hands. Jeremiah 1:16. You know, many of us, we may be doing things we don't understand. We need to take an assessment of the things we do and on like that, and begin to understand and repent of things that we find. Wow, is all I can say. And so the blacks are making complete fools out of themselves. They have shown the Father, there's no need for him to judge them because they've judged themselves. They have shown themselves to be unthankful, like it says there, all going by their feelings, like it says there, and they're not even his people. They're also very hateful. They're very racist. And they are making complete fools out of themselves. They have shown that they are beasts of the field, and I have no problem calling them a beast of the field. They don't qualify as man. They are hue man or beasts of the field, colored man. And the whites that have bowed their knee are now hue man. They have put themselves as beasts of the field, and they are now goats that are on the side of darkness. They have chosen not to stand with the Father in heaven, not to stand with their own race, not to stand with their own nation, not to stand with the heavenly realm. They've made a choice. When they bowed their knee, they made a choice. Make no mistake about that. That's exactly what it is. Isn't that mind-blowing, really? I mean, it really is crazy when you think about this. Now, I'm going to, of course. Now, I want to see if I can find this verse. I believe it's in the newer part of the Testament, but I'm not positive. Yes. But what saith, this is Romans 11:4, but this came from somewhere else, in other words, you know, all I'm saying. But what saith the answer of Yahweh unto him? I have reserved to myself, listen, 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. I'll say it again. This is the answer of the Father in heaven. I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're starting to see things really shaping up in the world here now. We see that the corporations are against the white nations. We see that, right? Very clearly. The Target has sent out a thing I read on my news or on News Bites, whichever it was, about how they are thankful that they got looted by these wonderful, wonderful darkies. You know, when I say that the blacks are embarrassing themselves and making fools out of themselves, well, the whites are making even bigger fools, and I mean way bigger fools of themselves. Can you imagine how stupid you would be to do something like that? How ignorant you must be of knowing who you are? I mean, everybody knows that these blacks don't measure up to the white race. See, there's an illness, a spiritual illness in the world. It's called the Jew. And the Jew has many ideologies that it has put on the people. And one of these ideologies, of course, is the Luciferian doctrine. It's all just a lead up to this. You know, that's what Pike said, that finally it'll come out into the open. Let me just show you that again. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but without knowing where to render its adoration, meaning the Christians, they will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. Brought finally out in the public view. Brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. What do you think? You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting and watching to see who's going to bow their knee next. You see how this started out in the Negro Felon League by a Falasha Jew? And they don't tell you he's a Falasha Jew. His mother's a Jew. I could see that he was a Jew just by looking at him. He's an hybrid. But I thought the Jews had to remain pure.
Yeah, sure.
Think about it. So it starts off there, this bowing of the knee. But people have been bowing their knees to the devil for years and thousands of years. But now it's brought out into the public view in the sense of you just have to ask yourself, well, who was he bowing his knee to in solidarity with and who was he against? You get it? He's obviously against the national anthem of one of the heavenly establishments on earth, one of the Israelite nations. It's called disrespect. After all that we have done for the niggers and all that we have done for all nations of the world in blessing them in so many ways, financially and everything else, and of course we've destroyed them too now though, right? You understand? Because that is the Kabbalah. That's the dualistic thing. You must do just as much good as bad. But really, in when you look at it, the good that we've done has damaged the world. I talked to one of our sisters recently, and she said, well, I don't understand. I don't know about in Germany. We don't have, I don't see these women that you're talking about. They must be different in America. I said, well, when women, remember I did this on a Saxon's Creed show earlier a long time ago. When women come to this country from foreign countries, they become destroyed. They're no longer, they become satanically modified like many of the women in our country. Now, women, don't get upset because I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the satanically modified women like these feminists. You see the mentally ill looks they have? Do you see that there's actually idiot women from our race shaving their heads in order? Now, this is like something, the Nazarene rite, where you shave your head. It's a ritual type of thing. And there are women that I've seen that are complete idiots that have shaved their head bald to be in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. They have shaved their head to the Canaanite god Baal. They have spiritually bent their knee. You don't have to bend your knee totally just physically. You can spiritually bend your knee or raise your hands. Isn't that what happens in rock and roll concerts too? People raise their hands like in a church. all these progressions. See, I don't think music is evil in itself, but it's just like people. There's music that's just music, and then there's music that was designed to be evil and to promote evil and to destroy and hypnotize, etc., etc. What can I say to you about it? Our people are making complete fools out of themselves. Whatever respect that the other races had for us is now gone down several measures because of people bowing their knee to Baal. Can you imagine the nigger that they can't even come up with one nigger that is just. The nigger that they're worshiping and that they are destroying everything in the name of is another drug addict, thug, you know, he's a useless nigger is what he is. Just like all the other useless niggers like Mandela and Martin Luther King, etc., etc., etc. They can't find a real legitimate nigger that is actually somebody that has done good and kept a good life. Because a good tree cannot produce bad fruit, and a bad tree or a corrupt tree cannot produce good fruit. That's why. It's just that simple. You know, it's amazing what I'm telling you now. It's so simple. I used to, you know, think the word nigger was such a big, you know, like, well, maybe you shouldn't use it just out of, you know, having a little clash or something. But nigger just means black. It's just, I'm not going to participate in this. The war of words, you know, what kind of cracks me up is I'll have two people join my channel or even sometimes three. And then you look and within the next day or two, one or two have dropped off. They come on, they heard the word Jew, or maybe they heard the word nigger or something. And it scared the hell out of them. But you see, this is part of desensitizing people. I have to do these things to desensitize people. I could just not use the word nigger. I can use the word Negro if I want, or blacks. They all mean black. Just in case you didn't know this, again, I'll say this, because I said this to some black people. I said, if I call you black, you have no problem with that, right? And they said, no. I said, if I call you a Negro, you might be a little perturbed, right? And they didn't really say yes or no, but they didn't say no. And then, but if I call you the N-word, I didn't want to say nigga because maybe it would get them, you know, they get crazy. But they knew what I was talking about. I said, but what does Negro mean? Why, it means black in Spanish. Now, imagine that most of the blacks don't even know that. Imagine if they realize, oh, my God, that's all it means. And then when you think of Niger, it's black. It's the same thing. All they did was add a G to it. Because the Jews love to misspell things. They love to, you know, like the word Marshall, right? For a while, I thought Marshall was actually spelled with two L's because we have a store called Marshall's, or it wasn't back in Boston. Marshall is only spelt with one L. So see what I mean? It's a way to dumb us down, but it's a technique that's always done. So Niger and nigger, it's the same thing. It just means black. So, I mean, it's just really weird. This world is really weird. And this war of words, it's used as a tool to deceive so many people and make them toe lines and make them flip out over a word. See, if you call them black, they don't flip out. But if you call them nigger, they flip out. But you just call them black. It's the same thing. But they don't know that. So, you see that the blacks are unthankful, destructive. You see that they haven't learned to be any more civil than they are in Africa. You see that after hundreds of years among the white man and the Jews' democracy and social programs and educational programs, they're no better off than they were before. Now, I'm sure there's some niggers that they're the Jews and the Jewish corporations are promoting them so that they will have all kinds of money. But then you look at it, right? You've got football players who make millions of dollars a year, and they're out robbing people at a party, like two of the football players that I did on a recent show. Or they're killing their wives or whatever it might be. They lose all their money. The Jew loves to do that, give the Negro money and then take it all back from them. They get off on that. So here you see your world. And you've got white people who see what this is going to cause. Let me put it this way. Is the COVID-19 thing was designed to keep people in their homes for some reason. I never obeyed it. I don't know, but the world did. And it didn't work because people don't want anything to do with it. Notice how every story in the news in the past few months was every story was COVID-19. I couldn't even do news bites for a certain period of time because every single story was COVID-19. Now, this didn't work. So the Jews said, well, that's not going to work. Well, let's do Albert Pike's thing where we release the nihilists and the atheists and the savagery and have a social cataclysm. So what this is going to do is it going to cause a portion of the population to do what COVID-19 was supposed to do, is stay in their homes. Because if you go out on the streets, the blacks are now going to have license to kill. They already had some license to kill. They're not being prosecuted properly because we have a bail justice system, and they are part of the bail system. See, if you bow your knee to all this, you become, it's an allegiance to the system. And I would think that that is part of the mark of the beast, in a sense, spiritually. The spiritual mark of the beast. When you're spiritually a goat and you've bent your knee to Baal and the system, because, frankly, I've spelt it out to you. I spelled it completely out. The devil was on this planet with the other races before Adam was here. He had no problem ruling it then. Adam was brought here by the Father, the Adamic race, us, the Israelite people, the true Israelite people, not Jews. And we were here to take leadership from the devil of the planet. Ever since that, the devil has persecuted us and has misogynized and race mixed and everything else, and has grown up a whole bunch of people against us. The whole world is against Whitey right now. Right? I mean, it's clear, isn't it? And even a good portion of Whitey is against Whitey at this point. That's how insane that is. You don't see these women shaving their head in solidarity with the white race, do you? I know somebody's laughing. Stop that. Laugh all you want. So, it's coming down to this. So the devil, what he wants to do is he wants to get rid of Whitey. They've already told you their plan. They want a brown race, which means just like the New World Order with Nimrod, they're building towards that. In the same hand, they're trying to build back. The devil and his children are trying to bring the world back to the time when Adam was not here, because the devil can rule the planet without the Adamic race here. As long as the Adamic race is here, the devil is not going to be able to, because the Holy Spirit will be in the arena. So if he can get rid of all of Whitey, that brings him back to the time before Adam when he could rule the planet. Doesn't this make any sense to you? Isn't this incredible what I'm telling you? Because this is the big picture. I don't know how I came to these conclusions. It's the Father that just keeps showing me. I can't even believe how incredible it is what I revealed to you about them kneeling their knees to Baal. Spiritually, physically, mentally, economically, in every way. This is what I'm telling you in this message. This is one of the most crucial messages that I've ever delivered. And I asked the Father to be with me and to direct me, and I believe he certainly did. Will you, I know that most of my audience will, of course, remain with the Father and not bow their knee to Baal. But will you others that are listening, will you bow your knee to Baal? Will you set your own life up for destruction? Will you set your life on course to increase hell? Will you join the devil and his offspring and humanity, colored manity? Huh? Will you go against the white man, dear white woman and white man out there? Will you go against your own race, against your Father in heaven, against your nation, against your common sense, against the compass that the Father has put inside of you? Will you bow your knee to Baal? I suggest you don't. And I hope you don't. If you do, you're going to be very, 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 very sorry. The white race are smarter than this. We have the advantage of having the compass, the Father's laws, put right within us. So you know that you have to violate your conscience to do something like that against your race. And to bow your knee to Baal, that means you're violating your conscience, you're violating the law of Yahweh that's within you, dear white man and white woman. Can you imagine what I just said to you? Do you see any of these women shaving their head in solidarity with the white race? The world is full of darkness, ladies and gentlemen. And that darkness is a lure to many people. Where most of the time, the Father's creation is brought towards the light. See, the light that's in the darkness are the city lights, the distorted light of Lucifer. This attracts people into the darkness, into the city where they can be preyed upon, where they can be abused, where they can be transmutated, so to speak, where they can be satanically modified, where they can be taken advantage of and destroyed. Who will you stand with? And who will you bow your knee to? That's the question of this message. And I'd like to hear from some of you on what your thoughts are on this. You know, I see things that I bring out that I think are absolutely astounding, and I don't hear a word. All I hear is crickets. I wonder if people are hearing what I'm saying. May the Father keep you from Baal worship, and me from Baal worship, and everyone from Baal worship. And may he keep us standing for him as his sheep, rather than kneeling to Baal to be goats. In the mighty name of Yahweh, I pray it.
Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wonder what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. young, the semi's weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just was.